kill any program that doesn't fulfill a purpose. Replace a program when you find one that does a better job than the one you're using. Programs must always be the servants of your purposes. The thing to remember about programming is that no single program, no matter how great it is or how well it has worked in the past, can adequately fulfill all the purposes of your church. Likewise, no single program can minister to all the people who compose each circle in your church. It takes a variety of programs to minister to all five levels of commitment and fulfill all five different purposes of your church. Number three, educate your people on purpose. Saddleback's Christian education program is purpose-driven. Our goal is to help people develop a lifestyle of evangelism, worship, fellowship, discipleship, and ministry. We want to produce doers of the word, not hearers only. We want to transform, not merely inform. Transformation will not happen by chance. You must establish a disciple-making or educational process that encourages people to act on what they learn and reward them when they do it. We use the simple diagram of a baseball diamond to visually explain our educational and assimilation process to our members. Each base represents a completed class and a deeper level of commitment. You get to first base by completing class 101 and committing to Saddleback's membership covenant. You arrive at second base after completing class 201 and committing to a spiritual growth covenant. You make it to third base by completing class 301 and committing to serve in a ministry of the church. And finally, you get back to home plate by completing class 401 and committing to sharing your faith both at home and on mission trips. As in baseball, no credit is given for runners left on base. We tell new members that our goal is for them to become Grand Slam disciples. We want them to complete all 16 hours of basic training and commit to the four covenants explained at each base.